Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Before we take a look at the readings for today, I wanted to mention to you a couple of weeks ago, I began offering a new booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. The author is a very good friend of mine, and I am very interested in your feedback. The booklet is entitled Transform Your Marriage, and I encourage you to listen to the information at the end of the program and get yourself a free copy of it and give me some feedback. Today, we take a look from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11, beginning with verse 21. This is the feast of Saint Barnabas. And Barnabas was the good man filled with the Holy Spirit and with faith, who was sent by the apostles to Antioch to investigate reports of conversions among the Gentiles. So sensitive to the open hearts of the pagans, he recruited Paul, who had retired to Tarsus after his conversion. Together they preached to multitudes in Antioch and were later sent on to cities of Asia Minor and of Cyprus. Barnabas' homeland, Barnabas and Paul shared the title of apostle with the original 12. Barnabas probably died in Cyprus, martyred, before the year 63. So pay attention as we read the Acts of the Apostles today. Pay attention to this particular marvelous saint, Saint Barnabas. From the Acts of the Apostles, again, chapter 11. In those days, a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The news about them reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart, for he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. Brothers and sisters, just pay attention to that one verse. To remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart. How essential that is. And sometimes, don't we kind of dance around a bit. Sometimes we really go for something to grow in holiness, and other times we compromise, other times we shy away. But here in the Acts of the Apostles, they're referring to the saints who have gone before us, and Barnabas, they knew that he was a man who was firm in heart. He was firm in heart. That is, he was committed to the Lord. And he was filled with the Holy Spirit and with faith, living faith. I'm writing a book now on faith, living faith. Faith that's alive in your heart so that when you communicate it, it touches the lives of other people. They're not just getting information. They're getting the work of the Holy Spirit inspiring and leading and imparting wisdom to us so that when we speak, we're speaking a truth that's living, that's alive. So study those who have gone before us. Watch what they did. See what their prayer was like. Read the Acts of the Apostles. Read all of it slowly and ponder. Because this is what we're being called to imitate. It says, a large number of people was added to the Lord. And then he went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a large number of people. And it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians, followers of Christ. It was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. That includes now you and I. Pay attention, brothers and sisters. You're part of the body of Christ. You're part of the living body of Christ. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who was a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Look at that. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, see, when we're, our eyes and our attention at different times during the day is fixed on the Lord and fixed on his word, the Holy Spirit can act through us. And they got this sense that the Holy Spirit was saying to them, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. And what a work it turned out to be. Then completing their fasting and prayer, they laid hands on them, they prayed with them, they promised their prayer to them, they sent them out, and he sent them off. Psalm 98, the Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. The Lord has made his salvation known in the sight of the nations. He has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song. Sing praise. Why do we sing praise? Because God has visited his people. Because God has anointed certain people to teach us the gospel, to bring us close to him. Brothers and sisters, don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't think same old, same old. It isn't. When the Holy Spirit is present, the Holy Spirit brings to life the truth of God for us. It makes it comprehensible, and it empowers us to live it out. And frankly, there's no greater adventure and no greater joy on this earth to honestly, genuinely follow the Lord. And now we take a look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 7 to 13. Jesus said to the 12, as you go, make this proclamation, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey or a second tunic or sandals or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Peace is the gift of God. And even if it's rejected by those to whom you give it, you receive it back and go on. You don't have to fight. You don't have to argue. Just know that God is with you. And if people reject it, take it back and take it to the next place. All of us, brothers and sisters, every one of us ought to be reaching out to people. In our family, that's the hardest. Neighborhoods, friends at work, friends in school, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, how can I reach out and bring the gospel? How can I do that? How can I open their hearts? And in a certain sense, we can't open their hearts. But if we rely on the Lord, he will do it. He will do it. Because he loves us. Because he wants to work through us. There was an option in today's readings to also, or to either or, the gospel I just read, and then also the fifth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, verses 1 to 12. And because we have a little time here, I want to reflect on this for a moment. Look at this reading. This is Matthew 5, verses 1 to 12. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. And he began to teach them. Now look what he said. Blessed are the poor in spirit. That means that I don't have anything really of my own. Everything that is good that I have comes from God. So I'm poor in spirit. I'm not saying look at me, me, me. I'm saying turn to the Lord. This is the Lord who is bountiful with his gifts. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, when we mourn for our sin, when we mourn for the sin of others, then blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, the people who have their strength under control, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Do you? Do you hunger and thirst for righteousness? I want to be good. I want to be holy. I want to draw near to the Lord. I want to follow him. I desire to follow him. Are you in that posture? If not, ask the Holy Spirit for help. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown merciful. That means you forgive. You extend mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. That means a purity of heart, purity of motive, a purity that is hard won, but it comes as you fight your own temptations and your own sin. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is giving us a roadmap. He's giving us a way to follow him. But we can't do it on our own. Many people I hear will say to me, well, I look at the scripture, but I can't live like that. I don't know how. Brothers and sisters, go to the Lord, read the scripture every day, frequent the Eucharist as often as you can, and say, Lord, teach me, show me. Then read the scriptures every day. And a passage like this, Matthew 5, as well as what we read from Matthew 10, they will come alive for you. Say, come, Holy Spirit. The grace I received in confirmation, come, Holy Spirit. Lead me into the truth. The truth is a person. The truth is a living reality. It's not words on a page. Lead me into the truth. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you. I really, brothers and sisters, the more I look at these words, I really encourage you. Matthew 10, verses 7 to 13, Matthew 5, verses 1 to 12. Read them. Ponder them. Because Psalm 98 told us the Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. He has, but the only way that's going to be transmitted because of God's choice, not the only way, but often the way in which God chooses, is to work through us. It's to work through us. And how, if we're not ready, can we be used? It doesn't mean you're called to be perfect. It means that you're called to depend on the Lord, rely on the Lord, feed on his word, feed on the Eucharist, and then say, Lord, I am your son, I am your daughter, here I am, use me for your glory. God will hear your prayer. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.